Jerry Bader Show 1036. A school in Port Washington, New York has banned pretty much any athletic equipment at recess. Football, baseball. They didn't say basketball, but I'm assuming that would be there too. Perhaps they don't have any hoops out there, so that's okay. Apparently the principal freaked out because a couple of kids have gotten hurt recently. So what's the response? No fun for anybody. No risks, zero risks, because when we take even one risk, some kids have gotten hurt. You've got Michelle Obama out there trying to starve kids out at school, and at the same time, her liberal friends won't allow them to exercise. I was the fat kid. I never had a chance in organized sports. This was like my league. It was the only way I didn't like baseball as a kid. I've gotten into it as an adult. But football, that's how I got into football. You know, enjoying it as a fan. I have never played at an organized level. You wonder why. In fact, we got an email from a young man named Ryan. He said, this is why my generation is in the basement playing video games. You can't mitigate every risk. This is classic liberalism. Vicky and Shauna, thanks for waiting. Hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Aloha, Jerry. You're right, it's classic liberalism, and I am so sick of kids nowadays trying to be dummy-proofed. Now, you said you're the fat kid. I was a scrawny kid, but you know what? I'm scrappy. Because you know what did it? I grew up in the 1960s where boys and girls teams, you played everything, dodgeball, kickball, and the boys aim for your head. Well, you know what? Yeah, you get hit in the head, okay? But you know what? Next time you know to duck. And on the playground, here's Catholic school, the nuns weren't even around to protect us. Because if someone got hurt and you came crying, they'd say, hey, are you dead? Get out there and try harder. And that's where today our generation, I think we're kind of tough because we know how to, we take the knocks, but we get up and we try to be better. Whereas this generation, they're being protected. They're like they won't be able to come out of the cocoon and be the butterflies that they're meant to be because they're overprotected. And I think in the long run, it's an injustice to them.
Vicky, that's exactly right. And that goes back to the caller just before the news. We are precluding them from doing anything adventurous, from taking any risks. And that's where this is a bigger deal than it sounds like. What did President Obama say after the financial crisis? We have to mitigate risk. We can't have people, these big highs and lows in the economy. Well, without the lows, you never have the highs. He talked about flattening out the line. You flatten out the line, you flatten out the potential. If you don't let kids explore their boundaries, you are necessarily limiting their boundaries. And I'm going beyond just playground sports now. If you're so afraid that their feelings as well as their toes or fingers are ever going to get hurt, no, they don't ever leave that cocoon. And they don't ever realize they have to do things for themselves. Greg on the road. Greg, how you're on the Jerry A. Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. You did it again. You just stole my thunder. You're exactly right. This is a very big deal. And it goes straight to each individual being allowed to explore their tolerance for risk. That's all this is about. Because it's not so important where you fall in terms of your risk tolerance. What's important is that you be allowed to explore it and determine it. Because then you'll have a healthy society where some will take risks, some won't. It's all good. It doesn't, you know. But if you don't, but we used to allow children to begin to explore that in a somewhat controlled environment, the school playground. If we take that away, how and when and where are they going to do it? And it feeds directly to the liberal socialist mindset. Because what you're really saying is safety is valued above anything, above any risk. And what that means is you'll trade your freedom for some false sense of security from some government that's supposed to be all-knowing and all-powerful, and you're willing to trade all that away because, God forbid, you take any risk, something bad might happen.
And now
it fits exactly into their playbook.
Yep, and now it starts at the playground. And you are exactly right, Greg, and that's not an overstatement at all. Nick in Winchester. Nick, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi. My opinion is that a partial reason that we're raising these kids to be these big sissies that they are. Mind you, that is not the way that I'm raising my son. He's a tough kid at 10. But I think a lot of it is, you know, the family structure today isn't what it used to be, and you have a lot of single moms, or you have submissive dads that just do what mom says. And if mom says, oh, that's too dangerous, you know, then dad's like, okay, we're not going to do it, you know. And we're raising these people that just don't even, that you take all the risk out of everything. I mean, you got to have a little pain to gain. But just to share, I know everybody was sharing games that they played when they were kids.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
One of the games that my brother and our two best friends that live close by, we were raised on a farm. We played Cowboys and Indians, and the way we played Cowboys and Indians is my brother and his friend had BB guns, so it was one-pump daisies, and they got to shoot us. I mean, that's not a good idea. I wouldn't let my son do that these days, but my mom and dad didn't know. And in retaliation, we would, you know, when the corn was picked, we would pull the remainder of the stub up with a big dirt clod on it and throw it at them.
Do you know, see how wild that sounds? You know how they're talking about banning tag? Do you know what my cousins played on their farm? And I'm not making this up. Hay bale tag. You can imagine how that worked.
Well, you got to be imaginative when you're a kid on the farm, you know?
Nick, thanks a lot for the call. Oh, and I didn't play it. My older brothers played it with them. One of my older brothers, he goes, try playing hay bale. It's a combination of King of the Mountain and hay bale tag. You drop hay bales. What are they, about 80 pounds? Something like that. Last word on this, because we need to move on to another topic. Jeff in Wausau. Jeff, go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you. Yeah, you have really caused me to have a series of flashbacks here. I grew up on a farm in central Wisconsin in the 60s, and we had neighbor kids, you know, that were near our age or close or are our age. When we'd get together, we lived lives of high adventure. When I read Tom Sawyer, I put the book down, and I wanted to do the stuff that he did.
Yep.
I was going to dig a cave on the property, and my grandfather said, no, you're not going to dig a cave, because he knew I'd do it. And the cows would fall in, of course. But other than that, we were just basically left alone to take whatever risks that we felt we were going to take. And we got hurt maybe at least every week on that farm. But you know what? We came through it. Nobody sued anybody. And, you know, I think we're all better for it. My gosh, the lives we lived as kids. I don't know.
Jeff,
it was a different time.
You just said it was a different time. Thanks a lot for the call. And I will say this. He mentioned nobody got sued. And I know that's the excuse that the principal of that school would probably use in this litigious society. And I know that that there is some validity to that. But I mean, you know, there used to be one or two or three overprotective mothers or teachers or even fathers. We have lost our way. All right, the latest, speaking of overprotective schools, the latest on the Wausau issue. Straight ahead, it's 10:44.
The Jerry Bader Show.